Mr. Buffett. I'm Lee Miller from St. Louis. There was an article in the April 18th Barron's that attempted to calculate the value behind each Berkshire Hathaway share. I'm sure you have some views on that, and I'd be very interested in your perspective on that issue.
Yeah, there was an article about a week or so ago in Barron's. The same fellow wrote an article about 4 years ago, reaching pretty much the same conclusion, and I hope he hasn't been short in between, but I would say this, it is not the way I would calculate the intrinsic value of Berkshire, but everyone in securities markets makes choices on that. Every day somebody sells a few shares of Berkshire and someone buys, and they are probably coming to differing opinions about valuation. I would say that I found it strange that apparently he forgot we were in the insurance business, but that's not true. It really doesn't make any difference. I mean, what we don't pay any attention to what people say about Coca-Cola stock or Gillette stock or any of those things. I mean, on any given day, 2 million shares of Coca-Cola may trade. That's a lot of people selling, a lot of people buying. And if you talk to one person, you'd hear one thing, and talk to another. You really should not make decisions in securities based on what other people think. If you're doing that, you should think about doing something else, because it's a public opinion poll will not get you rich in Wall Street. So you really want to stick with businesses that you feel you can somehow evaluate yourself. And Charlie and I, we don't read anything about what business is going, the economy is going to do, or the market's going to do, or what anybody, anytime I see some article that says, these analysts say this or that about some business, it doesn't mean anything to us. You cannot get rich with a weather vane.
I'm Harriet Morton from Seattle, Washington. I'm wondering, when you are considering an acquisition, how you look at the usefulness of the product.
In looking at any business?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we look at what the market says is the utility, and the market has voted very heavily for Dexter Shoe, just to be an example. I don't know how many pairs of shoes they were turning out back in 1958 or thereabouts, but year after year, people have essentially voted for the utility of that product. There are 750 million or so 8-ounce servings of one product or another from the Coca-Cola company consumed every day around the world, and there are those of us who think the utility is very high. I can't make it through the day without a few. But there are other people that might rate it differently. But essentially, people are going to get thirsty, and if this is the way they take care of their thirst, better than, and they prefer that to other forms, then I would rate the utility high of the product. But I think it's hard to argue with the market on that. I mean, some people may think that listening to a rock concert is not something of high utility. Other people may think it's terrific. And so we would judge that. I don't think we would come to an independent decision that there was some great utility residing in some product that had been available to the public for a long time, but the public had not endorsed in any way. Charlie?
Well, I think that's right, but I'd say averaged out, we're in a bunch of high-utility products. I mean, nurses' shoes, work shoes, casual shoes. We don't have a lot of, Italian pumps?
don't rule it out, Charlie. We may be here next year defending.
Yeah, right. So I just say, if you judge the existing portfolio as indicating what the future is likely to be like.
Well, certainly a lot of essentials were sold out of Borsheim's yesterday.
Yes.